Capital Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sean Malone with you as we get ready for the Arcadia Valley Tournament Championship game, the 91st Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. We're now joined by head coach of the South Iron Panthers, Coach Dusty Dinkins. And Coach Dinkins, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And also, take us through this matchup. You guys are facing off against Lesterville, a team that's on the rise a little bit, but pretty young. What do you know about them?
Well, first of all, thank you. Appreciate that. Hope everyone out there is having a great Thanksgiving. But Lesterville's, a team that is definitely on the rise. They've got a young core of sophomores that have really put in a lot of time and worked on their game, and they're playing really good basketball out of the gates. They have a real good understanding of what their team needs to do on both ends of the court, and it's going to be a tough challenge for us tonight. And with us being so youthful, it'll be one of those work in progress. We're going to come out of the gates and try to execute some things and then make adjustments as we need to.
It's been defense that's been winning you games throughout this tournament so far. What is it about you guys that make you so tough to score on?
Well, we just try to work every possession. We just tell guys that, you can't take possessions off, and you got to be gritty and you got to be tough, and you got to, battle like your back's against the wall every time down the court. And then our guys are doing some things well and working really hard. And I'm just really thankful that they bought in this early in the season. The defense is going to help you win championships.
What would it mean to you and your team recapturing the title of AV tournament champion?
Oh, I think any championship that you bring back to your school is a big deal. Guys work hard and want to achieve success, and that's one level of success. There's other ways to measure success, but, winning a championship in a tournament is a big deal. So it'd be nice for our guys to accomplish that this early in most of their careers.
Any keys to tonight's game?
I think the keys are, just settle nerves early, make sure that we get into our style, our strategies, and execute them well, and not get caught up in maybe some early, momentum in their favor. Just try to control some momentum and just get our feet wet and move forward.
Coach Dinkins joining us on the pregame show on J98. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck this evening.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Head coach of the South Iron Panthers, Dusty Dinkins, joining us on J98.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. McCormick's certified technicians and engineers are here to design a network solution for you. McCormick is a proud supporter of their area's talented athletes and pleased to sponsor this year's broadcast of the Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialists. The Lesterville schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville schools. Go Bearcats!
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooner's in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooner's, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooner's on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
back on J98 Cooch for the pregame show. Sean Malone with you, and I'm joined by head coach of the Lesterville Bearcats, Coach Lee Richardson. And Coach Richardson, you know, happy Thanksgiving, first things first, and congratulations on making it to the championship game. We talked last night about building a program. What would an Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament championship mean to building a program?
It'd be big, no question. It's big for anybody. But in our position, you know, haven't done a lot lately. And so kind of validate all the work we've been putting in. And, you know, we've been doing things kind of methodically and, you know, trying to put a system in. And maybe we've already accomplished some of that this week. You know, maybe we've earned, you know, a little bit of, you know, maybe just confidence from the players and what we've been trying to do in the system and everything. But to put a championship trophy on top of that, I think would be really big as well.
Talk about the sophomore class that you have. They really performed at a high level last night in the semifinal game.
They did. We have some older players. We even got some younger players that could get in the mix. But they are the core of the team. They've been I've been here for 3 years. We had a really good junior high year with them a couple of years ago. But, you know, you're either growing, moving forward, or you're going backwards, especially with basketball. And so they've just always tried to work hard and move forward. And some days it doesn't seem like you're getting anywhere. And so that long-term process, keeping your eyes on the goal and keep working, and that's exactly what they're about. There is some talent there. There's some skill there. We're not all Americans. And so they know that they're going to be better working together than any of them trying to be great individually. But they do try to make themselves better every day, and I'm glad it's showing up this week.
South Iron Panthers, a team known pretty well throughout this tournament. They do a lot of winning in this tournament. They're your opponent for the championship game. They've been winning this season so far in the tournament with defense. So what have you seen from the South Iron Panthers that makes them so tough?
And we're familiar with them, and they're familiar with us, and none of this is out of the ordinary or too surprising. I think Dusty's trying some new things. Maybe not that his crew is getting a little bit older and into high school just like we are, but at the same time, they're good. And I don't think anybody expected them, and probably us, to be this good, but they're way better than people thought they'd be. They're freshmen. The Wakefield kid's really good. They got some good older players. We mirror each other in a lot of ways, but at the same time, it's probably a clash of systems a little bit as well, and so that ought to be interesting to see how that plays out tonight.
Any keys for tonight's game?
Yeah, you got to handle pressure. Again, same thing as West County last night. It's a little bit different kind of pressure that South Iron puts you, a different way. Handle the pressure. We're doing a great job on the boards all week. I hope that, you know, doesn't change. If we can do a great job on the boards, handle pressure, and then we want to play at a certain pace and tempo. I don't know that South Iron wants to play at that exact pace and tempo, so we got to be good at whatever speed we're playing at, take care of the ball, and find good shots. Hopefully we hit a little bit more than we did last night. We shot pretty good Monday or Tuesday, not very well last night, but at the same time, maybe there's some other advantages we can find, but we got to share the ball and take care of it because they will come at you with a lot of pressure.
Coach Richardson joining us on the pregame show, head coach of the Lesterville Bearcats. Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this evening.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sean. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. That's Coach Richardson of the Lesterville Bearcats joining us on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Andy Humphrey, and let's take a look at the starting lineup for both teams. Starting first with the number 5 seed, Lesterville Bearcats. Actually, we'll step aside for a moment for the national anthem and then return with the starting lineups after this.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. McCormick's certified technicians and engineers are here to design a network solution for you. McCormick is a proud supporter of their area's talented athletes and pleased to sponsor this year's broadcast of the Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialists. The Lesterville schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville schools. Go Bearcats!
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooner's in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooner's, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooner's on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
Starting lineups brought to you by State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss for the fifth-seeded Lesterville Bearcats. They're coming in with two guards, two forwards, and a center. Riley Mathis and Holden Loffman are the guard pair. Brendan Myers and Drew Richardson, the forward duo, and the man at center is James Gibson. Meanwhile, for the number three seed, South Iron Panthers, they go with two forwards and three guards. The forward pair, Garrett Hovis and Marco Burse. And the guard trio is Garrett Pauly, Austin Rubel, and Brock Wakefield. On the court, they're introducing the starting lineups right now. I was saying before, Andy, that South Iron, they've gotten to this point in the championship through their defense, a 53-48 victory over Arcadia Valley, who we just saw drop 80 points, 88 over West County en route to a victory, 88-64, to be the third-place champions of their own tournament. So South Iron playing some very tough defense against some tough opponents too, including AV.
It was quite a game last night that they had to really run through. It was, it doesn't feel like a track meet as far as scoring, but that was a hard-fought contest, and it takes a lot out of you. This team is now going to have to look for that same kind of intensity. You wonder whether they can have that much left in the tank for a championship game against Lesterville, which will be hard fought, and I think you'll see the same kind of defensive struggle that we saw last night in the second semifinal.
And especially South Iron playing a very tough zone defense throughout much of that game. Lesterville really won their game over West County last night with their rebounding, including Brendan Myers, who had a double-double effort in the victory. He's going to be taking the tip off, facing off against Garrett Hovis of South Iron. Number three Panthers, number five Bearcats, about to get set here in the championship game for the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Tournament. Ball is up and the tip is in the air, won by the South Iron Panthers. They'll get first possession, get it into the hands of point guard Austin Rubel, who crosses the timeline. Rubel working on the basket on the opposite side of us. We're stationed on a stage on the near side. That's the basket that Lesterville will be shooting on their first possession. Pauly with it, looking for someone to pass it to. Now gets it to Garrett Hovis. Garrett Hovis driving with the right hand. Straight down the middle. Layup is no good. Rebound pulled down by who but Brendan Myers of Lesterville. He crosses the timeline with it. Passes it off to Loffman. Loffman, kick out. Three ball is up from Riley Mathis. That one is off back iron. No good. Offensive rebound almost pulled down by Lesterville, but instead it's taken away by South Iron. Burst with it to the near side wing. Wakefield driving through, puts up a high floater, and that's good for the first 2 points of either side for the evening. It's a 2-0 lead for South Iron over Lesterville. Loffman with it, driving through with the right hand, high off the glass, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by South Iron. An outlet, South Iron looking to push the pace a little bit. Wakefield with it, driving baseline, loses his balance, tries to kick it out to the wing, and it's stolen away by Lesterville, and drawing a foul for Lesterville is Holden Loffman. Foul on Marco Burse.
It's not a foul that you need to give away, but Burse just trying to keep the intensity up, and it seemed that the ball carrier there, Loffman, just kind of drove into him, so it was a much better job by Loffman to draw the foul.
driving through, shot is up, and a foul. That's Brendan Myers driving through, trying to lay it in with the right hand through traffic. He draws contact and will have two free throws coming up here. So two free throws coming up here. First one up for Myers is good, nothing but net. Second one is up, and that one goes off iron, no good. So one for two goes Brendan Myers. Crossing the timeline with it is Brock Wakefield, his team holding a 2-1 lead over the Lesterville Bearcats. Crossing over through his legs, hop step, floater up off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, pulled down by the Lesterville Bearcats, who look to push in transition, but stolen away by Wakefield. Wakefield has it on the block, pump fake, layup and in.
He's so opportunistic, and right as Lesterville thought they had possession back, you just cannot forget about that guy. He's intense all around the court.
Loftman dribbling with his left hand, now a handoff. Richardson for three, rims out, no good. And rebound is pulled down by Lesterville, but they're going to get a call for over the back. That's James Gibson, who's guilty, his first. Team's second foul, and his first. So the inbound goes to South Irons, Austin Rubel. Rubel dribbling with the right hand on the wing to our right. Now he kicks it into the corner. That's Wakefield with it. Wakefield pump fakes. Now crosses over the left, going to go back, drive baseline with his right hand, and gets hacked in the process of shooting by Myers. A pair of free throws coming up here. So a chance for Wakefield to get his fifth and sixth points here. He has all four so far for South Iron. His team on top 4-1 with 5:54 remaining in the first quarter. Make it 5-1 as the first one, nothing but net for Brock Wakefield. Second free throw up and good for Wakefield. He has all 6 points for South Iron. 6 out of the 7 total, giving his team a 6-1 lead. Free ball from the corner is no good. Tipped around and corralled by South Iron. That's Vince Mathis missing on the three. A big key player off the bench for the Lesterville Bearcats. Head coach Lee Richardson has referred to him as a starter that doesn't start. He gets plenty of minutes just coming off the bench for him. Into the corner, bursts with it for South Iron. Now he kicks out, driving through. Now a kick into the corner on our right. That's Hovis with it. Hovis fakes out his defender, tries to dump it off to his teammate Garrett Pauly, and it's turned over off the hands of Pauly, out of play. Lesterville ball. They're down 6-1. Wakefield stolen away. Hovis with it for South Iron now, and he's going to slow and settle things down in the half court. Rubel with it for three. Off back iron, no good. Rebound tipped around, pulled down by Wakefield. It's up, no good. Another rebound pulled down. Wakefield for three. That one is good. Wakefield draining the triple from downtown. It is a 9-1 run for South Iron over Lesterville here in the first quarter to get things started. To our left, that's Richardson with it in the corner. Now on the outside, Vince Mathis. Back to Richardson. Richardson thinks about driving with his left hand, decides against it. They feed Myers in the high post. A few dribbles. Puts up a shot, spinning over his left shoulder. No good. Rebound pulled down by South Iron. That's Hovis with it. Hovis gets it into the hands of Wakefield. Wakefield, hesitation, thinks about driving. Working against Myers, decides against it. Now he's going to kick it to Rubel. Rubel to our right corner. That's Pauly with it. Pauly driving baseline, spins, kicks out to Hovis. Hovis now to Rubel, who's going to set up a play. To Wakefield on the left wing, dribbling with his right hand. Now he hands it off to Hovis. Burst with it. In the corner to our left, Wakefield. Dump fake, drives baseline, puts up the baseline, Jay, and gets it to go. And 11 points on this game so far in the first quarter for South Iron. All of them coming from Wakefield. Brock Wakefield really stepping up here as a timeout is taken on the floor at the 4:05 mark. It's an 11-1 lead for South Iron over Lesterville. We'll take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Lenny's in Lesterville, McCormick Ellington Telecom in Ellington, Lesterville R4 School District in Lesterville, Spooner's Restaurant in Ellington, Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and Polite Ready Mix in Potosi. 11-1 run for South Iron. 11-1 run for Brock Wakefield, Andy. He's really doing a great job on offense.
You guys were coming back from the semifinals last night telling me this guy's the real deal. I certainly believe you now. He has been on fire to start things out, already into double figures. We're not even 4 minutes old into this game. And a really nice job by the freshman. Unbelievable how he's been able to command the offense this quickly into his young high school career.
He is impressive, to say the least. Loftman with it to Vince Mathis. Now back to Loftman, who has it up top. Takes a three, and that one is blocked. Rebound tipped around and pulled down by Myers. Myers, triple team, puts up a shot, and no, he traveled first. So a turnover for Myers, who has the lone point for Lesterville. They're down 11-1, still looking for their first field goal of the evening. Wakefield driving baseline, spins out. Now he's going to back things out and reset. Kicks it to Luke Lunyu, who checks into the game for the first time. Rubel with it now. Rubel takes it to the point. Dishes to Burse. Burse travels. Started faking that he was going right. Drived left and moved his pivot foot, which was his left foot.
South Iron's got to focus defensively. They've done a tremendous job so far in the early going, making sure Lesterville doesn't have any easy shots. And so far haven't held them to a field goal, but that's how they're going to win this game, is with their defense.
Richardson to Loftman. Now down low, they're looking to feed Riley Mathis. It's away from him and out of play. That's another turnover commit by Lesterville and the Bearcats. Rubel gets the inbound and crosses the timeline with it, working against Myers. On the wing, that's Lunyu with it. Now to Wakefield. Wakefield driving right, hands off to Lunyu. Lunyu dribbling through with the left hand, takes it inside the key. Now he's going to kick it into the corner for Burse, who kicks it now to the wing. That's Rubel with it. Rubel crosses over to Burse for three on the wing. No good. Long rebound is corralled by Lesterville's Drew Richardson. He's going to cross the timeline with it himself. Richardson to the wing on our right, and foul on the floor. That was Loftman who got fouled. And they're going to tag Austin Rubel with his first personal. Cade Shy checks in. That's two personals, in fact, actually, on Austin Rubel. The inbound coming here from Gage Shy, looking for someone to feed. Now he finally is able to get it to Vince Mathis. Mathis kicks it to Myers. Myers, fadeaway shot is up. Back rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Shy. Shy puts it up, no good. Tip, and it goes out of bounds off of Gage Shy. It'll be South Iron ball.
Again, suffocating defense from South Iron. Not really great on the rebounding side of things, but not making anything easy against Lesterville. But, of course, the Bearcats aren't really helping themselves. They got to finish around the rim.
Wakefield picks up a screen, pick and roll action. He loses it, though, in the middle. Gets it to the man that he was playing the pick and roll with, Hovis. Hovis back to Wakefield. Shot is up, no good. Knocked out of bounds. It goes off of South Iron last, and it'll be Lesterville ball. 11-1 the score here on J98. No score since the timeout was taken by either side. Wakefield crosses the timeline on the wing out to our left. It's Vince Mathis. Mathis splits a double team, now hands it off to Riley Mathis. Swung around the outside, dribbling through. Shot from the free throw line is up, and a foul. Shooting free throws is going to be Holden Loftman of Lesterville. Well, and he was fouled by Brock Wakefield, his first.
Well, Wakefield thought he got all ball, but it's still a nice job by the Panthers to rotate over to the shooter there, and they still haven't allowed Lesterville to get a field goal. They're making sure that all their shots are contested. Don't let them get anything easy.
Forcing a number of turnovers as well. Just a very impressive defensive effort. Second one is up and in. So going two for two is Holden Loftman. It's 11-3 the score now. South Iron on top of Lesterville. Wakefield to Jacob Howell, who checks into the game for the first time. Now bursts in the corner straight away. Lunyu taking a three, and off rim, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Lesterville. Pushing in transition are the Bearcats. Driving through is Loftman. He lays it up and in. And a timeout taken by the South Iron Panthers head coach Dusty Dinkins. A 30-second timeout. The first field goal of the evening in the championship game for Lesterville comes with 1:26 left on the clock in the first quarter. Head coach Dusty Dinkins not happy.
Well, as good as their defensive effort has been in the first you know, 6 minutes of this ball game, it was not very good on that transition defense by Lesterville. They did a great job on the fast break, give the Bearcats credit, but obviously Dusty Dinkins not happy with how his team got back after losing possession on the other end. And, of course, on that other side for the Panthers, they got to make sure that they get other sources of offense. It can't all be Brock Wakefield tonight getting all the points, even though he's probably capable of that. But, of course, you got to make sure that you're consistently getting good shots on the other end and making sure that you get the high percentage ones as well.
Something underlying about that first quarter was after that 11 that was scored by Wakefield, nothing has come so far for South Iron. Scores 11-5, however, they're still leading here with 1:20 remaining. Wakefield with it to Lunyu. Now in the corner, it's Burse on our left. Howell on the wing to Lunyu, straight away with it. Now Wakefield. Wakefield fakes a pass, working against the defender, Loftman. Now gives it to Burse. Burse picks up his dribble just inside the three-point arc on the wing to our right. Driving through is Howell. Kick out. Three ball coming, but no, a travel first. Travel commit by Garrett Hovis of South Iron. Turnover, Lesterville ball. Full court trap being shown here by South Iron. First time they've pulled this out all game, working against Lesterville. Lesterville able to cross midcourt, being double teamed with the ball is Holden Loftman. Now he's just single teamed as he's working against a 2-3 zone being shown by South Iron. Gage Shy with it in the corner. Shy fakes right, drives with his left hand to the wing, hands it off to Vince Mathis. Vince Mathis kicks it out. Now back to Mathis in the corner for three is up and good for Vince Mathis. His first field goal of the evening.
Good ball movement on the 2-3 zone. That's how you beat it.
Driving through is Wakefield. Wakefield lowers his head. Puts up a shot through traffic. No good. Second shot opportunity up and no good for South Iron. It goes out of bounds off of Lesterville. Second shot opportunity coming from Garrett Hovis. Wakefield to inbounds. A lob inbounds just outside the key. It goes to Pauly. Burst with it to Howell. Howell to Wakefield now. Wakefield taking it from right to left, wing to wing. Picks up a screen, a little pick and pop action. Wakefield holds on to it. Now he's going to kick it to the pop man who pulls up. That's Hovis, no good. And rebound is pulled down by Gage Shy. That will take us to the end of the first quarter. So an impressive 11-1 run by Lesterville to get, or by South Iron to get things started, is followed up with a 7-0 run by Lesterville to close out the quarter. Brings us to a score of 11-8 through one quarter of play. You're listening to the 91st Annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on J98.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161. Anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's Bail Bond Agent.
Eleven to eight, the score. It is South Iron leading Lesterville here through one quarter of play in the 91st Annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Championship game. Sean Malone alongside Andy Humphrey. The inbounds goes to Lesterville's Gage Shy, who will get things started facing a 3-2 zone now being run by South Iron. Changing up their zones here in quarter number two. Shy with it on the wing. Drives through, figuring out his defender. Puts up the floater with the right hand, and that one is good for Gage Shy.
Did a nice job of finding the soft spot in the zone and making it collapse. Was able to get the floater to go. And usually that'll open up options around yourself. So a nice job by Shy.
Knocked out of the hands of Garrett Hovis. A turnover. Lesterville with it. Their fans making some noise here at Arcadia Valley High School. Mathis with it. Now he's going to get a screen from Myers. takes the screen to his left, and he's going to pull up from downtown. He's feeling it. He's hitting it. Vince Mathis coming off the bench with a pair of threes to get things started here in quarter number two, giving his team their first lead of the evening. They're on top 13-11. Howell with it. Passes it to Hovis. That's Pauly driving through. Kicks out to Hovis. Hovis down low. Burst all alone underneath the basket. Easy lay-in for two. all is the score with 6:40 remaining in quarter number two. Three ball coming up from Mathis. He drains it again. Vince Mathis going off from downtown here in quarter number two. The fans are loving it. His team on top 16-13 now. Wakefield with it. Wakefield fakes right, goes left, crossing over. Now he's going to kick out. A three ball from Howell is up off rim, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Austin Rubel. With it in transition is Holden Loftman. Down low, pump fake from Myers. Myers kicks it out. Drive shot is up, and that one is in. Drew Richardson for two. Lesterville comes out on fire here to start the second quarter, and a timeout is taken. A 30-second timeout by head coach of the South Iron Panthers, Dusty Dinkins. We'll keep it here. 18-13 the score in quarter number two. Lesterville on top of South Iron. We'll take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors, including the Soap Lady in Bon Terre, Clearwater R1 School District in Piedmont, Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington, Sun's Auto and Farms and Home in Annapolis, Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi, and the host for the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament, Arcadia Valley R2 School District in Ironton. Great offense being shown by Lesterville here in quarter number two. Mathis draining from all over the floor.
Well, their shots are falling now. They're starting to get that three ball to go, and Mathis with some hot shooting. It's not that they hadn't been getting bad shots, but South Iron has lost a little bit of its intensity, not really contesting every shot now as they were earlier in the first quarter. They have to find that energy once again on the defensive side of things, because Lesterville at the moment, they're just getting any shot they want.
Meanwhile, South Iron really struggling to score. Brock Wakefield started the game off personally with an 11-1 run. All 11 points for South Iron up until Marco Burst got the two not long ago. On the near side wing with it, that's Pauly. Shot is up, no good. Blocked from behind with the second shot opportunity down low. And a jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors South Iron, so they'll get it here underneath their own basket. Underneath the offensive basket, I should say. A long inbounds goes out to Rubel. Shy trying to take it away. He wasn't able to. A kick out to Pauly, who drives. Now kick into the corner on our right. Three ball up, no good. Off the back iron, and the rebound is corralled by South Iron's Austin Rubel. Rubel to Burst. Burst dribbling through with the left hand. Kicks it out. Gets tipped, but still makes its way to Austin Rubel, who's going to back out and reset. Rubel driving with his right hand. Draws the double team. Kicks it to Wakefield. Wakefield with a head fake. Drives through with the left hand. Now he kicks it out. Now back to Wakefield on the wing to our left. Pass down low, looking to feed Hovis, and a foul is called. Let's see who they tag here with the foul against Lesterville. So the foul goes against Austin Rubel. That's going to be Drew Richardson of Lesterville. It'll be his first. Only the team's fourth foul. Free throw up and good. It's actually the team's third foul. Only four fouls for South Iron. So both teams, despite this defensive game, playing very clean. Second free throw is up and off back iron, no good. So Garrett Hovis goes one of two. On the corner to our left, that's Shy with it, driving through, puts up the floater off glass and in.
It's been Gage Shy and the hot shooting from Vince Mathis that has gotten Lesterville back in this game on the offensive end.
The two guards coming off the bench and pouring in the scoring. They're up 20-14 over South Iron. The Panthers have possession. It's Pauly with it. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to a cutting Wakefield, who lays it up off glass and in. Brock Wakefield finally gets some points on the board since that 11-1 run to get the game started. Loftman with it. Pulls up. Off rim. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Hovis. Hovis pushing in transition himself. One-on-one. Drives through. Draws the contact. And it's going to be an offensive foul. That's a charge against Garrett Hovis.
Wolves tried to step around it, but it just wasn't. It was too close to the guy who was set, and it just seemed like, you know, he had established the space beforehand. I thought it was a good call, but obviously it is frustrating for South Iron because you know your offense is struggling at the moment, and you have to climb back into it by hitting some shots, and it's tough to lose that one.
Gage Shy hands it off to Richardson. Now Vince Mathis to Meyer on the elbow. Picks up his dribble. Now hands it off to Vince Mathis, who loses it, and it's turned over. South Iron with it in transition. Hovis puts it up off glass and in.
Good job to race back the other way by Hovis to keep Lesterville off guard on that turnover.
Down low, Vince Mathis driving through, and he puts it in off the glass. Nice baseline drive. Wakefield working against Vince Mathis. He drives through, kicks it into the corner. Wide open three is up and in. Austin Rubel from downtown. On the other side, Mathis drives through, and Vince Mathis lays it in off glass again. A baseline drive from left to right once again.
So, and that's driving Dusty Dickens crazy. They got to be able to close that one off and not let Gage shot, or let Mathis just go free will on the baseline there.
South Iron was up 11-1 to get this started in the first quarter, and with 3:10 left in the second, it's 24-21. Lesterville on top. On the wing to our right is Rubel. Now kicked into the corner for Burst. Down low, shot is up. No good. Just a little short there from Hovis, and the rebound is pulled down by Myers. Myers to Gage Shy. Gage Shy crosses over right to left. Now he gives it on the corner to our right. And shot is up, no good as it's blocked. Riley Mathis and out of bounds off of him.
Nice job by Wakefield. I think he's the one that came up with the block. And that time they forced him closer to the baseline. They were just giving Mathis too much room on the far side to drive straight into the lane. That time Wakefield made sure that he forced him closer to the baseline and gave him a much tougher angle at the basket.
Wakefield gives it to Rubel. 2:30 remaining here in quarter number two, 24-21. Lesterville on top of South Iron in the championship game from the AV Thanksgiving tournament. No-look pass down low is stolen away by Lesterville. Wakefield with the turnover. Pushing in transition is Myers. Myers into the corner. Three ball is up from Loftman off rim. No good. And a foul on the floor against South Iron.
Yeah, that's on Hovis. And wonder how many that is on him as they try and fight for the rebound there. But Lesterville, with that first shot, I thought it was a little quick on that in that corner to try and take that one in transition.
Pass down low, wide open with the miscommunication is Myers, and he lays it in off the glass easily. 26-21, the score, Lesterville on top.
Yeah, right now it's just about defensive effort for South Iron. It was great in the first corner, has not met the same expectations in the second.
Jacob Howell with it to the wing on our right. That's Wakefield. Wakefield dribbling with the right hand, picks up his dribble in the corner, passes it down low, double team comes to take on Hovis. Hovis dribbles away from it, puts up a shot baseline, and that one's good. 26-23, under 2 minutes remaining until halftime. Player Myers goes down away from the ball, no call, shot is up, off glass, no good. Vince Mathis missing there. Wakefield with it, dribbling with his left hand. Now a pass into the corner, three ball is up from Luke Lunyu, rims out, no good, it was halfway down. Rebound pulled down by Drew Richardson. Richardson to Myers. Myers with a head fake. Now he's going to drive baseline and plows through his defender, but he was moving his feet, and they're going to call that a defensive foul. It looked like Myers extended the arm a little bit, but the feet were moving on the defender. That's Garrett Hovis, his second.
Yeah, and you are allowed a little bit of leeway if you're trying to stay in front of your man, if you're the defensive player trying to draw the charge there, but it just seemed that he didn't get his feet too far in front of Myers that time, who went on the drive. It was pretty 50-50 call there, but I think they did get it right.
Turnover called against Myers on a travel, so it'll be South Iron ball with a three-point game here. 26-23, they trail with 1:18 remaining until halftime. Make sure you stay tuned for halftime. We'll hear from the head coach of the victorious Arcadia Valley Tigers, Ricky Turnbow, after this one during the halftime show. His team defeating West County 88-64 to take third place in their own tournament. Burst with it on the wing to our right for South Iron. Now a straightaway three coming from Paulie. Off rim, no good. Rebound is pulled down by Riley Mathis. Mathis taking in transition himself. Picks up a screen. Pull-up jump shot, no good. Off the backboard. And the rebound is pulled down by Brock Wakefield. Under a minute remaining until halftime. Wakefield dribbling with the right hand through. Now he kicks it out to his teammate Paulie, who puts up a shot, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Lesterville. Loftman with it, with 40 seconds remaining. A pull-up three wide open is Drew Richardson, no good. And the rebound is tipped around, and it goes out of bounds. It'll remain Lesterville ball as it's out off of South Iron's Marco Burse. So the inbound is coming underneath the basket right in front of us here. Lesterville with 35.8 seconds left. Pass into the corner, fake three from Riley Mathis. He drives through, puts up a floater, and that one is good for Riley Mathis. His first two of the evening.
Good head fake as he was able to drive past the jump on the outside from Burse, who left his feet.
20 seconds remaining. With it at the point is Paulie. Paulie to the right, that's Jacob Howell. Now Wakefield with it. 13 seconds remaining. South Iron going to hold for last shot. Wakefield dribbling with the left hand. They're clearing out. They want one-on-one. Isolation between him and Loftman. A pull-up shot from Wakefield is off back iron. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Myers. A little chippiness afterwards there is trying to rip it out with Dalton Rorick of South Iron. Nothing worthy of calling, especially as the game is going into halftime. And at halftime, it is Lesterville leading South Iron 28-23. We'll step aside and return with the halftime show right here on J98 The Boot. We'll hear from head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Ricky Turnbow.
The Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like the fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and more. While you're in, grab a bite to eat for lunch at the grill Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. That's the Orange Blossom Florist and Grill just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
The Lesterville schools would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball team the best of luck in the Thanksgiving tournament. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville schools is proud of the Bearcats and their coaches. Good luck on winning the tournament. Be safe and have fun. This message brought to you by the Lesterville schools. Go Bearcats!
If you're ready for the best burger and shake that you'll find anywhere, Spooners in Ellington should be your destination. In fact, they specialize in the juiciest Spooner burger you'll ever eat. But you can also find other delicious made-to-order items on their menu. Just to name a few, the Spooner Joe, Chicken Tender Sandwich, BLT Wrap Taco Salad, and the list goes on. And at Spooners, you can't leave without some of their soft-serve ice cream. That's Spooners on North 2nd Street in Ellington, where your spoon runneth over.
Are you tossing and turning all night, waking up tired and sore, or perhaps you've just moved to sleeping in your recliner? Fisher Furniture can help. Check out an adjustable base for your bed. Get in that reclining position that feels so comfortable and increases circulation while you sleep. If you've tried all types of mattresses, then maybe it's time to change your position. Stop in and try them today. With 12 months no interest financing and free delivery and haul off, there's no reason to wait. Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Halftime show, and I'm here with the winner of the third place game, the Arcadia Valley Tigers head coach Ricky Turnbow. And coach, pretty good win for you. You got out in front of them early, and that ended up being pretty key, getting that big run in that second quarter. What was the key to triggering that big run?
I think we bounced back. We were ready to play for one, and we struggled a little bit early, but then we've been talking about, we got a lot of guys that can score, and we want guys to be aggressive, take good shots, but be aggressive. And then they got hot, and we went on a hot stretch, and I think West County got shooken a little. And then second half was, you know, left a little to be desired there, but I was a little worried about that, being up that much. And then it's, you know, you got that in the back of your mind, do you want to keep being aggressive? And I told them, let's be aggressive, let's beat them by more. And but you know, we kind of got rattled a little bit, and but we finished it off. So good game for us. Let's take home the third place.
It seemed that on the defensive side of things, you were really trying to, I guess, speed them up, and you forced a lot of turnovers in that one. How important was the defense in that big run?
It was very important. I mean, you got to be able to play defense over here and have a shot at winning games. And we played hard. That was the big thing. We came out, and we were talking a lot on defense early. And Tatum Jones had, I think, five charges in the first quarter or first half. I don't know. It was crazy. And we had talked about that, and he was there, and that was huge for us.
Jeremiah Moore, also a big game, shooting from inside and outside. He finished with 22 on the night. You also had four other guys finishing double figures for you. It seemed that, you know, Moore being the big leader in that group, but a lot of guys were providing the offense for you tonight, it seemed.
Yeah, and we're hopefully going to rely on that. You know, we can get guys more confidence and a little more time, and you know, as the season goes on, we've got some guys that I think can score, and so hopefully that'll be one of our keys, is not have to focus on one guy and on Jeremiah every night, and he can kick it out and we can hit some shots.
So the way that this one finished, I mean, obviously you said a little bit earlier that you wanted, you know, to get out a little bit more on him and not want to play like you had a big lead, to play that it was a little bit closer. But how do you bring the momentum from this win, even though it was still a 20-point win, to the next game and further on into the season?
It is big for us. West County's the one seed over here, and they're our rival, and we didn't beat them at all last year. So it's something that we definitely have to forget about the second half and learn from, you know, our mistakes there, and be proud of what we've done and go back to the drawing board and fix the little things and get better.
Congrats on the win, Coach, and thanks for the time.
Thanks.
That's Ricky Turnbow, the head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. They earn third place tonight as we get set for second half action between Lesterville and South Iron in the championship of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Back on J98 after this.
McCormick Networks is a recognized leader in voice and data technology and has been providing communication services to the region for over a century. McCormick Networks can help streamline your business and enhance productivity. McCormick certified technicians and engineers are here to design a network solution for you. McCormick is a proud supporter of their area's talented athletes and pleased to sponsor this year's broadcast of the Arcadia Valley Tournament. Good luck, Whippets, and happy holidays from your friends at McCormick, your network specialists.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Back here on J98, the boot, it's a 28-23 lead for Lesterville over South Iron here at halftime on KTJJ Farmington. And a good start for South Iron, Andy, as Brock Wakefield led all scorers with 11 at the end of the first quarter, but only put up two more points after that to give him 13. Meanwhile, 15 for Vince Mathis to lead all scorers at the end of the half. So a good start for Wakefield, but then he went cold, and so did the entire South Iron offense.
Lesterville's going to hone in on him as he gets hotter and hotter in this game. After that 11-point start, they started to give him a little more of a double team and wanted to force somebody else on South Iron to beat him, and that's what's going to happen tonight if South Iron is going to win this game. If they come back in this one, they're only down five, but they have to have other sources of offense on the other end. It can't just be Brock Wakefield, because they can just focus in on him on the defensive end for Lesterville. And as far as Lesterville is concerned, they're getting the shots that they want at the moment. They're doing a good job of finding the soft zones or the soft spots in the zone, whether it's 2-3 or 3-2 from Dusty Dickens' side for South Iron. And it was a great defensive effort in the first six-plus minutes of the first quarter for South Iron. They have to pick that up again and refine what they had to start out this game against Lesterville.
Lesterville out there ready to go. I'll start with possession. South Iron still huddled up around head coach Dusty Dinkins. Still 20 seconds left on the clock for them to continue to discuss. That'll give us a chance to thank a couple of our sponsors, including Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, and Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Now South Iron breaks huddle, and they're ready to go. The inbounds comes to Holden Loftman, and we are underway here in the second half. A 28-23 lead for Lesterville. They have the ball. Shot is up. No good. Riley Mathis missing there. Rebound is pulled down by South Iron. Into the corner. Three balls up for South Iron, and that one is good. Austin Rubel, his second three of the evening.
It's exactly what they need. In transition, they get an open shot from the corner, and Austin Rubel now has to find a shooting touch for South Iron to come in back into this game.
Myers crosses over, kicks it into the corner. Three ball is no good for Lesterville. A Bearcat. Rebound pulled down by Richardson. A kick out to Myers. Myers facing a 2-3 zone. Now to the wing. That's Riley Mathis with it, crossing over behind his back. Now crosses over in front of him, dribbles through two defenders, gets it down low, and a foul. James Gibson fouled of Lesterville. I believe that this is a foul on the floor. It is, so it will not be in the act of shooting. So an inbound coming here for the Bearcats. It's a lob into the elbow for Myers. Myers spills, but is able to kick it out without traveling. Three ball up for Richardson, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by South Irons. South Irons' own Garrett Pauly with the board. Into the corner, quick three from Rubel, no good. Rebound corralled by Lesterville. In transition is Loftman. Loftman crosses over right to left, driving baseline, and that one is blocked. But second shot opportunity up and in for James Gibson, his first two of the evening. 30-26 the score. Lesterville on top of South Iron. Burst with it for the Panthers. And now an almost straightaway three from Rubel. Nothing but net. Rubel, a pair of threes here in the second half to close this to a one-point game. 30-29. South Iron trails Lesterville. Myers dribbling through with the right hand off glass. No good. Second shot opportunity from Gibson up. And he draws contact. Two free throws coming here.
Good hustle from Gibson. Drew the foul the last time. Now he gets rewarded with the free throws, drawing the foul a second time. Lesterville's been active on the offensive boards early in this second half. They closed out the first half that way as well.
So the first free throw is up and no good for James Gibson. Checking in for South Iron is Dakota Rorick. And he's going to replace the forward, Garrett Hovis. Second free throw coming here for James Gibson, looking to at least split. He does, draining the second one after missing the first one. Driving through is Wakefield, and he draws contact, foul on the floor. First foul commit in the second half by Lesterville. With that foul that was committed by South Iron before, and that was... I missed it there. Excuse me, the foul that was committed by Lesterville. That one goes against Holden Loftman, his first. Three ball is up off rim, no good. And a long rebound into the corner for Wakefield. He puts it up, no good as it rolls across the rim. Myers corrals the rebound and is now pushing in transition. Into the corner, Richardson. Now Vince Mathis straight away. Excuse me, that's Riley Mathis who drains it from downtown, much like Vince has done. 34-29 with 5:37 remaining in quarter number three. Wakefield with it. Dribbles once with the right hand. Now gives it to Burse. Burse thinks about a shot. Decides to kick it to the wing to our right instead. Rubel at the Arcadia Valley Tiger logo on the wing. Tries to pass it down low, looking to feed Rorick, who loses control of the ball. It's out of bounds. Turnover.
South Iron can't afford those at this stage of the game, trying to come back as Lesterville now tries to work around. And I think they're really feeling it from downtown as well as getting some good layups.
Myers on the wing. Kick out. Three. And that one is good. Kicked it to Drew Richardson, who drains it from downtown. 37-29. Lesterville slowly coming away here in quarter number three. Burst with it on the wing to our left. Now Wakefield spins at the elbow, puts up a tough shot through traffic. It's no good, and the rebound is pulled down by James Gibson. Gibson's pass is tipped, but it still makes its way to Holden Loftman, who crosses the timeline. Has it on the wing, driving through, puts up a tough floater with the right hand. That one's good. Holden Loftman for two. Timeout taken by the South Iron Panthers, who started this game with a double-digit lead after an 11-1 run. They now trail 39-29. It is a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout with them. Back in 30 seconds right here on G98.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Lesterville fans are on their feet, making a ton of noise. Their team is on top, 39-29 here at the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Happy Thanksgiving to you from all of us at KTJJ Farmington. Sean Malone alongside Andy Humphrey on the call here. And what an impressive third quarter for Lesterville on offense and on defense, too. Their defense is playing pretty well.
It's leading to their offense. It's really letting them get out and transition and find open shots. South Iron's defense is scrambling at the moment. And the great thing about Lesterville is that it's coming from different points. It's coming from their hot shooting from both Mathis brothers, as well as some good hustle plays on the inside from John Gibson and Brendan Myers. A lot of hot shooting, as well as some good offensive rebounding on the other end for Lesterville.
Lunyu with it on the corner to our left, takes it to the wing before passing it to the opposite wing on our right, Rubel. Bounce pass down low, baseline jump shot from Lunyu, a little short, no good, and the rebound is pulled down by Lesterville. That's Gibson with another rebound. He's had quite a few here in the second half. Riley Mathis, a floater into the corner. That's Myers with it. Myers tries posting up his defender, can't plow through him, so he kicks it out to Loftman, who calls out a play. Takes it to the center AV logo. Walks past that and now gives it to Richardson. Myers down low. Extra backdoor pass. Shot up for Gibson. No good. Gibson gets a second shot opportunity and makes the most of it as he lays it in. Wakefield with it. 41-29. South Iron trails. Kick out. Now driving is Pauly, and that one is no good. Rebound is pulled down by Riley Mathis. Riley Mathis driving through and draws contact. And we got a foul going against Brock Wakefield of South Iron.
Well, so far the shots over the last couple of minutes have been off balance for South Iron, and for the Bearcats, they're high percentage. It's just a complete microcosm of what's happened over the last sequence there, with Gibson getting the offensive rebound and the putback on the other end, and then an off-balance shot from Garrett Pauly.
Vince Mathis from downtown as he checks in, and he drains it. Vince Mathis, I was wondering at what point they would put him in the game here in the second half. They do with 3:15 remaining, and he drains it from downtown, and an offensive foul on the opposite end against South Iron. Myers drawing the contact.
It just seems that Lesterville is more under control at the moment on both ends of the ball as South Iron now starts to press, and they're going to show some more pressure on the defensive end to try and speed Lesterville up and get them out of control.
That's three against Austin Rubel of South Iron. Pass is tipped and knocked away. Lunyu tipping it out of bounds. It'll be inbounded just before midcourt. South Iron showing pressure once again. The inbounds goes to Loftman of Lesterville, working one-on-one against Rubel. He's able to get around him and cross the timeline. Now facing Wakefield. And he gets it into the hands of Riley Mathis. Now Vince Mathis in the corner with it. That's where he just hit his three. Doesn't take a shot this time. Instead, bounce pass down low to Richardson. Extra pass down low to Myers in the paint, and he lays it in. Myers for two more to extend his team's lead. They're up 46-29. Driving through, shot up for Wakefield, and no good. It's going to be a foul on the floor. So an inbound coming here. Wakefield will do the inbounding for South Iron. And he lobs it to the wing. And now a quick pass to Wakefield in the corner to our right. He spins, drives baseline. Finger roll shot, no good, but he draws contact. Two free throws coming here this time.
Well, Wakefield has to be the guy to at least put the spark back into the offense for South Iron again. Obviously, you can't always rely on a freshman to do that for you, but he has proven how good he can be over the course of this tournament. Has been playing tremendously so far. Now is a chance to give his team a little bit more back. And if he starts to heat up again, Lesterville's defense will start to collapse on him again, opening up some more options.
Two for two goes Wakefield from the charity stripe. Cuts into the lead. It's now 46-31. Full court trap being shown by South Iron. And fans want an over the back. An over and back, excuse me. No call. Gets tipped away. Lesterville's able to maintain control. Shot is up. No good. But contact. Myers is going to get a pair of free throws. And I think the officials may have missed a call there right at midcourt with the over and back.
Well, it's tough of it because you need both feet. I mean, both feet were kind of straddling the line there, and he was pivoting back and forth. And you're not necessarily sure if he established himself on one end or the other. I don't know what should have been called there, whether it should have been backcourt or not, but I think letting the play just go about as it did was an okay play in my book.
Myers free throw up and in. Second one is up, and that one is good for Myers as well. Wakefield with it. His team trails 48-31. Burse in the corner. Thinks about driving towards the key with his right hand. Decides against it. Now gives it to Lunyu. Back to Burse. Down low. Fadeaway is up. That one is no good, but contact on the shot. Hovis is going to get a pair of free throws for South Iron. 1:55 remaining in quarter number three. 48-31 the score. South Iron trailing Lesterville here in the championship game of the 91st Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. First free throw up, and that one is good for Garrett Hovis. Second free throw coming here. It is up and short, no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley Mathis of Lesterville. Mathis pushing now in transition, and foul called against South Iron.
And that's a tough one to take if you're Lunyu. He's trying to get the trap on. Once the ball carrier crosses half court, they try and get him in the B trap on this side, but he reaches in and just doesn't get there in time, and now that's the 16th foul on South Iron, so Lesterville will be shooting the rest of the way.
Third on Wakefield as well as Myers lays it in off the glass. 50-32 the score. 1:35 remaining here in quarter number three. Wakefield crosses over, now to Burst. Burst pulling up from downtown, off the rim, no good. Tipped around and corralled by Vince Mathis of Lesterville. He's pushing in transition. Fake pass, puts up a shot, hits the bottom of the backboard, no good. And picking up the loose ball is Wakefield. Wakefield now in transition, gets his pocket picked from behind, and now it's going the opposite way. Mathis with it, Vince Mathis. Outlet pass laid up and in by Riley Mathis.
Well, up and down action again, and Lesterville getting the turnover there. Wakefield tried to take on four guys himself, and the Bearcats easily able to get back.
Lunyu to Howell to Burst, almost stolen away. He now has a free lane to the rim, puts it up, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Myers. And Myers draws the contact. That's Howell. And we're going to get a 1-1 on the opposite end here. Two substitutions checking in for both teams. We'll take a second to thank a couple of our sponsors, including Comtree and Festus, the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, Lucas Smith Chrysler and Festus, Jefferson College in Hillsborough, and the UPS store in Festus. First one is up, and that one is good for Brendan Myers, so he gets rewarded with a second free throw. The score, make it 54-32 the score with 52 seconds remaining as that second one is drained by Myers. Howell with it, looking to feed the big man Hovis down low, can't get the ball to him though, so they swing it around from wing to wing. And driving through, awkward shot from Rubel, no good, and it's loose, and it's picked up by Lesterville, a collision, foul on the floor that's going to go against South Iron. Rubel with the foul.
And Rubel took a shot to the head as he collided there on the baseline with Lesterville's player there. And
I believe Rubel, it was Drew Richardson that he ran into.
A couple guys he was fighting with for the rebound, and now Rubel with his fourth foul. That's a tough one to take. And, you know, South Iron, they've just been sped up this entire game. Lesterville has been able to set the pace the way they want to play, and so far the Panthers haven't been able to keep up.
Free throw up and in for Drew Richardson. Another one coming here for him. That's now 8 team fouls against South Iron. We're only in quarter number three. They played a very efficient first half in terms of fouls. In fact, neither team put the other in the bonus. Second one is good, 56-32 the score. Down low, shot up, and that one is no good, but a foul on the play. Bovis is going to get a pair of free throws. So two free throws coming here, 56-32 the score. First one is up, and that one is an air ball, and it's been that kind of a quarter for South Iron. An exasperated look on the face of Hovis after that. Free throw up, and off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Myers, and Myers is fouled right away. Myers is going to get another pair of free throws, or a 1-1 opportunity coming here. A chance for another pair of free throws. He'll get at least one.
Yeah, Jacob Howell gets the foul, and you know, at this point in the game, South Iron just has to be more careful with how they give their fouls throughout the rest of this game. And now Lesterville with a chance to make it a 30-point quarter with a couple made free throws.
56-32 the score. Free throw up and rims in for Myers. He'll get a second one. Second free throw coming here. It's up and good for Brendan Myers. He's only missed one free throw this evening so far. 8 of 9 by my count. Wakefield kicks it out. 10 seconds remaining. Dribbling with it is Rubel. Rubel pulling up from downtown. Off, no good. Loose ball. It's corralled by Lesterville. 1 second left. Myers lobs it for an outlet, but it's no good. Not in time. Shot wasn't off in time by Mathis. wound up missing anyway. And the Lesterville Bearcat faithful come to their feet. Their team is on top 58-32 with one quarter left to play here in the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Lesterville looking to close things out when we return on J98.
Comtree is a comprehensive health center and can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again, 1-877-COMTREE, or check us out online at mymoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at your home with a no-bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. What is a no-bull deal? It's simple. It's a deal that no other Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep dealer offers. We take the nationally advertised programs one step further and offer you the lowest locally advertised price, and we guarantee it. At Lucas Smith, we were named only one of two Missouri recipients of the Customer First Award of Excellence. We're the dealer that will give you the best no-bull deal and no-bull service anywhere. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
South Iron with the ball and looking to create an incredible comeback here as they find themselves trailing 58-32 in the final frame of the AV Tournament Championship game. Some good ball movement from South Iron. It's Wakefield with it now. He spins, puts up the up and under, and gets hacked in the process. Two free throws coming here. That's going to be the sixth team foul going against Lesterville. Meanwhile, it's a nine for South Iron. Free throw is up and good for Brock Wakefield. Second one up, and that one rims in as well. So Wakefield goes 2 for 2. He started this game off personally with an 11-1 run to give his team, well, an 11-1 lead. Layup is in on the other end from Gage Shy, who's coming in off the bench.
The only way the Panthers were going to come back into this was with defense, and just wasn't good on that last possession, letting Shy waltz into the lane.
Yeah, waltz is a good word to describe it. He had plenty of room to move through the lane there, straight down Broadway. South Iron with it. Looking to feed a cutting Rubel, unable to get it to him, though. Burst in the corner from downtown. No good, and is it air balls, and it's rebounded by Lesterville's Drew Richardson. Richardson pushing in transition. Kick out to Riley Mathis. Mathis pulling up from downtown. No good, too strong. Loose ball corralled by Lesterville. And a timeout taken on the floor by Lesterville. It's their head coach, Lee Richardson, taking the timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside with them. 60-34 the score with 6:44 remaining. Lesterville on top of South Iron on the AV Tournament Championship game.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
The Orange Blossom Florist and Grill in Ellington. Their name is known for the most beautiful floral arrangements in the area. Plus, you can shop for gifts like the fragrant Swan Creek candles, willow tree figurines, and more. While you're in, grab a bite to eat for lunch at the grill Monday through Friday, 10 to 2. That's the Orange Blossom Florist and Grill just down from Black River Electric on Main Street in Ellington. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to noon. Or call 573-663-7070.
Lesterville fans making some noise. They're on top 60-34 here in quarter number four with 6:45 remaining. That's how long they have to hold on if they want to win the AV Tournament Championship game. The inbound goes to Loftman. He pulls up from downtown. No good. Long rebound is grabbed by Gage Shy. Shy swings it to Brendan Myers. Now to Riley Mathis. Mathis to Loftman, who takes it to the AV logo at midcourt. Gage Shy with it. Now back to Riley Mathis. To Vince Mathis on the wing. Now back to Riley Mathis. Gage Shy in the wing. They're just passing it back and forth, wing to wing, working this 2-3 zone. Kick out. Three ball from the corner. No good. Just a little short. Vince Mathis missing there. Outlet, and that one is blocked off the backboard by Gage Shy with a swat. Westerville with it. Pushing a little bit. Now they're going to settle things down in the half court. Vince Mathis sets up at the logo. Gives it to Gage Shy. Gage Shy picks up a screen. Whistle blown. And we've got a pair of free throws coming here, as that'll put Westerville in the double bonus with 5:48 remaining. They're still on top, 60-34.
Yeah, Lesterville at the moment has just done it on both ends of the floor with their energy, getting the offensive rebound when their shots don't fall, and are able to get better shots after those offensive rebounds. And then on the other end, you know, great transition defense by Gage Shy, getting the block on Rubel there. They're just out-energizing this South Iron team at the moment.
Free throw up and in for Gage Shy. You got a second one coming here. That was the second foul, or excuse me, that is actually five fouls that's now been committed by Austin Rubel. He's done for the evening, as the second one is good. 62-34 goes the score. Wakefield with it. Lunyu checks in to replace the fouled out Rubel. Pauly with it to Wakefield. Wakefield picks up a screen, now crosses over, and lays it in off the glass with the left hand. 62-36 the score with 5:30 remaining here in the final frame of the AV Thanksgiving tournament. Loftman to Richardson, now back to Loftman. Lesterville really taking their time here. No need to rush a shot at all, facing the zone defense. Myers in the high key. Underhand pass into the corner. Driving through is Riley Mathis. Kick out, wing. And now they're going to send it to the point. That's Holden Loftman with it. Now back to the wing. That's Richardson. Myers, pass down low. Pump fake shot up and in with the contact. Chance for a three-point play for Riley Mathis.
Again, the effort on the offensive boards has been there all night for Lesterville. It opens up their offense so well. And that time they get a good hustle play from Mathis, who has a lot of size underneath. It's hard to box him out. He can also step out and hit threes. He's just a great all-around player for this Bearcat squad.
64-36 the score. Just under 5 minutes remaining by a hair. Free throw up. Off to the left, no good. Burst with the rebound for South Iron. His team down 28. Bounce pass down low. Now to Burst, who has it baseline. He's going to back out into the corner. Lobs it to the wing. Pauly from downtown. No good, just a little short there. Myers tips it around, is able to keep the ball alive as it's going out of bounds and into the hands of Riley Mathis. Riley Mathis to Drew Richardson. Richardson drives through, puts up the tough shot through traffic. No good, another rebound pulled down by Myers, this time on the offensive end, and he cleans up with 2 points as well. 66-36 the score. Lesterville running away with this one here in the second half. Three ball up for South Iron, no good. Strong rebound put back up, no good again. That's Hovis missing. He gets another rebound, kicks it out to Wakefield. Wakefield putting up the floater with the right hand. That one is good. 66-38 the score with 4 minutes remaining. Make sure you stay tuned to the postgame show. We'll hear from both coaches in this one. Also have stats available for you as well. Holden Loftman to Vince Mathis. Now back to Loftman, who drives through with the left hand, draws contact off the glass, no good. We're going to get a pair of free throws here. And checking out is Garrett Hovis. That is five fouls on Hovis, so his night is done as well. At the free throw line is Holden Loftman. His first one is up, and that one is good. Looking to push it back to a 30-point game once again. Second one is up, and that one is good as well. Two for two goes Holden Loftman. On the wing to our left is Lunyu. Swinging around the perimeter is South Iron. Bursts with it on the wing. Has his heels on the Tiger logo on the court. Drives with the left hand, puts up a shot, and draws contact. Pair of free throws coming here. First free throw coming up for Burse, and Marco drains that one.
You know, either way, this is a good learning experience for South Iron here. It's a young team, only one senior on the squad, and you know, with a really young freshman point guard that seems to be carrying the load offensively, it's nice. Well, I mean, it certainly doesn't feel good now, but they'll look back at this and find out the things that they can do a lot better in this one, in this championship game. They certainly have a lot to get into for the rest of the season.
Myers with it now, two for two from the charity stripe goes Marco Burse. He gets it into the hands of Holden Loftman, and a timeout taken by the Lesterville Bearcats. They were in danger of the 10-second rule. 68-40 is the score. We'll keep it here. For South Iron, you only have to go back to 2013 for the last time, and they won the AV tournament. They also won in 2012 and 2011 to three-peat. And then before then, after a two-year break, they won in 2008 until 2003. But for Lesterville, this would be, if they hold on, their first championship for the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament since 1966. Inbound to come here for Lesterville, right in front of the bench of South Iron before midcourt. And it goes into the backcourt. Holden Loftman with it. Not a lot of pressure on him. He takes it across the timeline. Facing a 2-3 zone. Loftman, double team, slowly makes its way towards him. Now Myers with it. Myers has it ripped out of his hands. Pauly in transition. Extra pass, tipped out of bounds. Good recovery by Myers there with a defensive effort to sprint back after losing it and at least not allow 2 points in transition. Inbound coming here. It's Wakefield to inbound, and he lobs it to the wing. Lunyu, one dribble, thinks about a three, decides against it. Now Pauly. Pauly driving through with the right hand. Shot is up. Good in the foul.
Yeah, you want to see more effort from your guys, especially in times like this. You want to make sure that they're not giving up no matter what the score might be. It's a good move by Pauly on the outside. And as you try to get some more guys some valuable experience in a game like this.
Wakefield checks out, and checking in for South Iron is Dalton Rorick. Pair of free throws, or one free throw here coming for Garrett Pauly, a chance to make it a three-point play. His team down 68-42, 2:26 remaining. It's good, so he does convert on the free throw. Wakefield with it. Bounce pass across the timeline. Now to Myers. And Myers draws contact. In the double bonus is Lesterville, so it'll be a pair of free throws here for Myers. First one up, and it goes rim, backboard, and in for Brendan Myers. Lesterville fans with a big ovation as some other fans leave. Second free throw up and in. Now they have a big ovation for Brendan Myers as he goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. 70-43 the score. South Iron trailing. They have the ball. It's Pauly. Straightaway three. He was left wide open. No good. And long rebound is kept alive by South Iron, but it's still tipped around. And finally, it's Lesterville who corrals it. For Lesterville, that was Cameron Boyer checking into the game, who was able to finally get control of that one. Into the corner now, Boyer. Pump fakes. Back to Loftman. Loftman to Richardson. Back to Loftman again. Myers gets it, passes it in air to Loftman. Now down low on the baseline, that's Ryan Hellenschmidt. First time we've called his name all evening. Myers, pass to Hellenschmidt down low. It's taken away by South Iron. With the steal is Garrett Pauly. Bursts with it, feeling a little pressure, and then it backs off, so he takes it across the timeline himself. Driving through with the right hand off glass, and that one swirls in for Burse. And a timeout taken as some substitutions will check in for both sides. Both teams digging deep into their bench now as Aiden Mathis checks in for Lesterville, the third Mathis. Cameron Boyer is still in as well. So Aiden Mathis has it, taking it across the timeline. Aiden with the left hand takes it into the corner on the left. Now back to Mathis in the corner, and he kicks it back out to Richardson. Boyer to Richardson to Mathis. Dribbles with the left hand, crosses over, feeling some pressure, now kicks it wing to wing. Boyer looking to feed Hellenschmidt down low. Can't get it to him. Double teamed in the corner now is Boyer. And Hellenschmidt with it, and a jump ball, I believe, is forced. It is. 47.7 seconds remaining, and Lesterville is all but sealed up. Their first AV tournament championship since 1966. Fans coming to their feet as Myers checks out. And Gage Shy, who had a productive night off the bench, checks in. Foul on the shot, so a pair of free throws coming up here. James Gibson getting hacked. Free throw up and clanks off the rim. No good for James Gibson. 70-45 the score with 46 seconds remaining. Be sure to stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll hear from both head coaches and break down some stats as well. Second free throw, no good. Luke Lunyu with it for South Iron. Now to Tyler Lunyu. Driving is Dalton Rorick. Puts up a shot through traffic, no good, but draws the foul. 70-45 the score. Two free throws coming here for Dalton Rorick. 33.9 on the clock. First free throw up, and that one goes back iron, no good. Myers dribbles with the left hand. The righty shot is up, and that one rims out, no good. Rebound is corralled by Ryan Hellenschmidt. Hellenschmidt to Aiden Mathis. Takes it across the timeline, into the corner. Boyer now back to Aiden Mathis. Corner three now from Boyer. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Blake Creighton of South Iron, who checks into the game. Jacob Howell across the timeline. Crosses over. Now dribbling through with his right hand. Hop step. Jump shot is up as he's leaning away from the basket. No good. 7 seconds remaining. Lesterville with the rebound and outlet to Hellenschmidt. Hellenschmidt takes it across the timeline. Gets his pocket pick from behind. It's kept alive by South Iron, but that will do it. Final score, 70-45. Lesterville. They are the champions of the 91st annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament with a dominant second half. Absolutely impressive performance from Lesterville in this one on both sides of the floor. Great defense leading to great offense. Once again, final score 70-45. South Iron finishes the tournament second, and finishing in third is the host, Arcadia Valley. We'll step aside and return with the postgame show. Coming up next right here on J98.
Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. They have all your lunch or dinner favorites. Check out their winter menu and don't forget to grab a fountain drink or a hot cup of coffee. Make Lenny's in Lesterville your go-to meal place. Come in or call in your order. Call 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Paola Road. Visit Lenny's in Lesterville today.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way.
guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Krumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Krumpecker from Potosi.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
Hi, my name is Derica Parker. I have two children who are Farmington Knights, and I like to use the Soap Lady product on their uniforms. I washed my daughter's and her friend's uniform, and the mom of the daughter said, "What kind of laundry detergent did you use?" Because she didn't wash her uniform for 2 days because we had a tournament back-to-back. It still smelled fresh like it had just been washed.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166 and find all of our products on Facebook.
Comtree wants to thank you for your support. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking, Chief Operating Officer at Comtree. We are a comprehensive health center providing family medical care, dental care, behavioral health, and substance use treatment services. We want to be your healthcare home. Check us out online at mymoinfo.com or call us at 1-877-COMTREE. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE. Comtree, health happens here.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Sons Auto Farm and Home is located at 105 West 2nd Street in Annapolis, in the heart of Annapolis. They're an authorized steel dealer with a full line of parts and accessories. They build hydraulic hoses for farm and construction equipment. They have a great selection of tires and batteries for cars, trucks, and tractors. Give Sons Auto Farm and Home a call for all your auto, farm, and home needs. 573-598-4350. They hope everyone is enjoying the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament.
When you have a concrete job, Polite Ready Mix is the name to remember. Polite Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Polite Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Polite Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Polite Ready Mix.
Linny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. They have all your lunch or dinner favorites. Check out their winter menu, and don't forget to grab a fountain drink or a hot cup of coffee. Make Linny's in Lesterville your go-to meal place. Come in or call in your order. Call 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Paola Road. Visit Lenny's in Lesterville today.
Back here on J98, once again, the final score in the championship game of the 91st annual AV tournament. It's 70-45. Lesterville is victorious. Taking a look at some of the stats in this one. The big stat to me actually came as a team. The third quarter started after the half was done. 28-23, Lesterville is on top, but it was a 20-9 advantage in quarter number three to give Lesterville a 58-32 lead over South Iron. Heading into the fourth quarter, this is the first time any team has put up 70-plus against South Iron throughout the entire tournament. This is something that's impressive, too. South Iron allowed 25 points to Ellington, who wound up finishing fifth in the tournament. They allowed 48 to Arcadia Valley, who wound up finishing third, but to Lesterville, the championship team, 70 points allowed in this final game, and it came in all different ways. It came from downtown. It came from the drive. Lots of free throws made as well, especially by Brendan Myers. He had a number of free throws made throughout this game. Just doing a bit of a quick look here. He went 9 of 10 from the charity stripe in this game. Added two more points to give him 11 on the evening. You're listening to the postgame show here on J98 The Boot. Sean Malone here with you. A 70-45 final score. Leicesterville topping South Iron. We'll step aside and return with more coming up next, right after this.
Your locally owned The UPS Store in Festus can take care of all your printing needs, whether it's business cards starting at $9.99 for 250 or customized invitations and envelopes. They also print and copy blueprints. No order is too large or too small. Printing may not be in their name, but they do it the best. Plus, The UPS Store in Festus can package and ship your items anywhere, but you already knew that. Always remember The UPS Store on Gannon Drive in Festus. Printing, packaging, shipping, and so much more. It's The UPS Store in Festus.
Things really do get better with age at Bloomsdale Bank. For our account holders ages 55 and up, it means joining our Platinum Plus Club, where you'll enjoy exclusive benefits like group travel discounts, social events, free money orders, cashier's checks, and more. Just maintain a balance of $1,000 or more in an interest-bearing deposit account, and you're eligible. Now that's banking with benefits. Platinum Plus Club from Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tossing and turning all night, waking up tired and sore, or perhaps you've just moved to sleeping in your recliner? Fisher Furniture can help. Check out an adjustable base for your bed. Get in that reclining position that feels so comfortable and increases circulation while you sleep. If you've tried all types of mattresses, then maybe it's time to change your position. Stop in and try them today. With 12 months no interest financing and free delivery and haul off, there's no reason to wait. Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton.
Hi, my name is Derica Parker. I have two children who are farming tonight, and I like to use the Soap Lady product on their uniforms. I washed my daughter's and her friend's uniform, and the mom of the daughter said, "What kind of laundry detergent did you use?" Because she didn't wash her uniform for 2 days because we had a tournament back-to-back. It still smelled fresh like it had just been washed.
Score a big savings touchdown with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166, and find all of our products on Facebook.
Back on J98 The Boots, I'm now joined by head coach of the third seed South Iron Panthers. They wind up finishing second in the tournament, all said and done. Speaking with head coach Dusty Dinkins. Coach Dinkins, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you guys covering us.
A tough loss for you guys at the hands of Leicesterville. Really surprising a lot of people, including me, with the score they put up. You guys allowed 25 points to Ellington. That team won the fifth-place bracket. You allowed 48 to Arcadia Valley, who wound up finishing third in the tournament all in all. And then Leicesterville came in, and they put up 70 points. What were you seeing? Where did the defense really slip away for you guys?
Well, the defense was never good all night long, but where they really got away from us is when we started really falling apart on the offensive end. We really made some bad decisions and just let them get the ball back in rhythm, and it just compounded upon that. So, you know, we have to do a better job in the offensive end of the court. Obviously, defense is going to have to get better too, but we just enabled them to just get on that run and have all the momentum in the second half.
Leicesterville certainly a young team, but you guys are a young team as well. Is this something that you can just chalk up to inexperience?
Well, I think a little bit. Five of our eight are freshmen and one sophomore. And this is a great learning experience for them. They've not experienced varsity basketball to the fullest yet, and they got a great taste of it in this tournament. And really, honestly, two out of three games really rose to the occasion and did a great job. But tonight, you could tell that the inexperience and the understanding of how to hold your composure when things aren't going your way and how to pull together as a team and execute on both ends of the court are really important.
Brock Wakefield had a great start for you guys, getting the game going personally with an 11-1 run. But things didn't go his way after that. He really struggled to make shots. What did you see from Wakefield?
Well, he's a great young player. Can do a lot of great things. And now what we have to figure out is how his other teammates can contribute and play their part in our role of our team. We can't rely on one person to carry us. No basketball team can. And we have to get other guys contributing in certain ways, in certain manners. So, you know, Brock does a great job. He's put in a lot of time. He's a really good player. We have to have some other guys fill some different roles for us and make impacts.
Coach, I hear your voice straining a little bit there, so that's the cue to let you go. Congratulations on finishing second in the AV tournament, and enjoy what's left of your Thanksgiving.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Thank you, guys.
Head coach Dusty Dinkins joining us on the postgame show right here on J98 The Boots, and we'll step aside and continue with more coming up after this.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
The entire faculty and staff of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District would like to take this time to wish the Arcadia Valley Tigers all the best in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Teamwork is important to excel in sports, and that teamwork has proven to be successful for the Arcadia boys basketball team. You have what it takes to be winners and successful in your future. Good luck to the Arcadia Valley Tigers from everyone at the Arcadia Valley School District.
Hi, this is Chase with the YMCA. Are your kids off school for winter break and you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for ages 5 through age 12 on December 26th through the 29th and January 2nd through the 4th from 6:15 a.m. to 6 p.m. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwryMCA.org/Jefferson County.
The Clearwater School District in Piedmont would like to take this opportunity to wish the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament. The Clearwater School District knows that it takes a lot of time, dedication, and hard work to be a winning team. The Tigers have shown that they have what it takes to succeed. And the Clearwater School District sends the best of luck to all the players in the AV Thanksgiving Tournament.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Sons Auto Farm and Home is located at 105 West 2nd Street in Annapolis, in the heart of Annapolis. They're an authorized steel dealer with a full line of parts and accessories. They build hydraulic hoses for farm and construction equipment. They have a great selection of tires and batteries for cars, trucks, and tractors. Give Sons Auto Farm and Home a call for all your auto, farm, and home needs. 573-598-4350. They hope everyone is enjoying the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
Welcome back to J98 The Boot. Sean Malone here with you, and I'm now joined by head coach of the Lesterville Bearcats, Coach Lee Richardson. And Coach Richardson, congratulations on winning the 91st Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Final score 70-45. I'm going to start you off with a bit of a tricky question. Do you know the last time Lesterville won the championship?
Yeah, I do. We talked about it. It's 51 years ago.
1966.
Yes, sir.
So how does it feel to bring a championship back to Lesterville for the first time in over 50 years?
Just talked to a gentleman a couple days ago, you know, no pressure, but he told me he was on that team in 1966. Now his grandson plays for us, and I know it means so much to those people who are around to see it, but the community too, because it's been kind of a long drought, and you know, I don't know what to say. We're just really excited.
Let's talk about some of your players in particular. We'll start first with Vince Mathis. We had some high praise for him after last night's game, and you really can't say enough great things about this kid that you got coming off the bench, just draining from downtown in this game.
Yeah, and we said he comes off the bench, but he's like another starter, and that he's like a microwave. He comes in, heats stuff up, doesn't do it every game. We don't need it every game, but tonight we desperately needed that from Vince. And when he hit that first three, We were down 11-1, and then we got to 5, and then he hit that first where he got within 3 points. All of a sudden, it's one possession, and the whole team just settled down and took a breath and said, oh, my gosh, and Vince does that so many times for us. And this is why I told him, Vince, I could start you because you're as good as a lot of these guys, but your role on this team, that's where we need you the most, and he did a great job of it tonight.
Someone else off the bench who really impressed me was Gage Shy, another guard for you guys.
Gage is a senior, and Gage has had his ups and downs in his career. He didn't come in and practice very well the first couple of weeks. The last week, we saw him all of a sudden. I don't know if he just said, hey, sense of urgency, it's my senior year or whatever. Start practicing well, played well at the Jamboree, and has played well in a reserve role all week here. And when he plays like that, and we have depth like that, something we haven't had here since I've been here, it's a great addition as well. And Gage did play great, and we don't do what we did tonight without him.
You guys do have a ton of scoring options off the bench that a lot of teams don't normally have at this level, especially with schools, you know, the size of yours, Leicesterville not being one of the bigger schools like Farmington or Hillsboro. So you guys have a ton of depth, and again, it impresses me how young you guys are and how composed you are. You fell behind 11-1 and didn't seem to flinch.
That was one of the big lessons of this week. You're not going to win or even compete in a tournament like this if you don't, you know, take those tests and pass them. And we passed some last night with West County. And then, you know, dig that hole early, and that was the biggest one we faced all week long. And their ability to just learn and adapt and get better, even just within a single game, is an amazing thing. Because the kids have great character, they're able to do that.
What adjustments, if any, did you make at halftime, or what did you say to your team to allow you guys to go on a 20-9 run to start quarter number three?
Nothing really. We didn't rebound the ball. We talked about offensive rebounds. South Iron had a pretty healthy lead in the boards in the first half, and that shouldn't have happened because it's one of the few teams we might have a size advantage on. We don't have a skill advantage on South Iron. They're a very skilled team, but we did have a size advantage, and we rebounded very poorly in the first half, and that's part of why we dug that hole. So we really stressed rebounding at halftime, so important to what we do. Other than that, just go out and be us and do what we do. Do it a little bit better every single play, every single quarter, and credit to the kids. That's what they did.
Coach, where do you guys go from here?
We got Valley Caledonia tournament next week, so it's back-to-back tournaments, and you know, we're the 2 seed out there, and some tough competition out there, and you know, we'll be there Monday playing Kingston. But meanwhile, we get a couple days off now, and we're really gonna celebrate and enjoy, and maybe hopefully compete for that one as well.
And we will see you there at that tournament. That's Coach Lee Richardson of the champion Leicesterville Bearcats joining us right here on J98. Coach, thank you very much for
your
time.
Thank you, Sean. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Coach Lee Richardson joining us on the postgame show right here on J98. The Boot, his team victorious in the championship game, 70-45. They down South Iron, who finishes second. West County falls to Arcadia Valley, so AV taking third in their own tournament, 88-64, the final score in that one. Ellington winds up taking fifth. Sixth is Frederictown. So on behalf of all of us at the Regional Radio Sports team, I hope you all enjoy what's left of your Thanksgiving evening, and thank you for making us a part of your Thursday night. Have a good night.
Lenny's in Leicesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. They have all your lunch or dinner favorites. Check out their winter menu, and don't forget to grab a fountain drink or a hot cup of coffee. Make Lenny's in Leicesterville your go-to meal place. Come in or call in your order. Call 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Leicesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Paola Road. Visit Lenny's in Leicesterville today.